tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. And don't lie to me and tell me you haven't. It is the time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station right here in the Big Peach of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, it is AM 1160, better known to you all as the Talk of the Town. This week, it's so exciting. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at Cook's Warehouse, Merchants Walk in fashionable East Cobb. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel. Or, as we like to say, the experience. I created the term with vessel, so it's hard for me to lose it. But it is. It's experience. And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. They are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. If it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag, thank you. See, Michael, you just picked right up on that. Of course, Chef Eric is not with us today because we threw him basically out of the kitchen because we have such a celebrity with us today, which I'll get to after I finish my shameless capitalistic plugs. So, my friends, real sweet Peruvian sweet onions. For instance, this last Thanksgiving that we just had, I had a real sweet onions in four of my six recipes. I found out it didn't work well in the blueberry pie, but it could have. And by Whole Foods, where shopping, they really care for you, my friends. Whole Foods is a shopping experience. It's a total experience. You walk in, and I guarantee you will walk out healthier, better, and with more food than you ever thought you needed. Gosh, aren't you glad Whole Foods is there for you. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world, my friends, the world of great cigars, the world of great adventures, the world of great friends you have yet to meet. It is a classy place to just gather, especially during this festive holiday season, to enjoy life and enjoy new friends. Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway, it's just a puff away. And by GoIsrael.com and the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. My friends, Israel is more than just a place on a map. It's more than a vacation destination. Israel is a life-changing experience. If you truly, truly want to get back to your roots and find the most beautiful country with the most engaging people, Israel is the place to go. I promise you, you go to Israel, your life is changed for the better. But start it out by going to GoIsrael.com. Put Israel on your list of must-go places. As I said, my friends, we shamelessly dumped out on Chef Eric this week, probably because he had to fly out to Portland, Oregon, and get his Delta miles so he can live the high life in first class all the time for no extra charge. But anyway, I digress. So what did we do? We brought in a lady who is a true Southern lady. She is a lady that is a fifth generation Tennessean. Why anyone would brag about that, I have no idea, but it is a beautiful place to be from. Also currently residing in Nashville, although she did spend 20 some years in the Atlanta area. You may have recognized her from her AJC days, yes, as the food editor. She has, I believe this is, if I could count right, and I did go to Catholic school, so I have a cut above. I believe it's her 12th cookbook, which she is really, really gone out on the limb on this one. This is really stepping it up and stepping out. She has been on QVC. She has been on Good Morning America. She has been on the Hallmark Channel. You name it. In fact, she got to sit right next to to Jane Seymour, which I'll have to find out about that. That was a pretty good-looking show. But anyway, my friends, I digress. This is a true lady of culinary. She has cooked in the same kitchen, in her own personal kitchen of Julia Child's. She has been an admirer, a writer, a cookbook aficionado, and now, 3.5 million copies later, she wanted to reach the pinnacle of her culinary success, so she begged Esther Levine to put her on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you Nashville's own mega super cookbook star and just a genuinely nice person, which is hard for me to deal with, Ann Byrne, and her new book, She's Ann Byrne Saves the Day, baby. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I know. This isn't hit your spot. Look at this. This is what you got to. This is more like,
come on in the kitchen.
And you know what? That's probably how BB would have felt.
That's right. You know my mom's name.
How did I know? But when you talk about cooking, that was your start. That was your, from Coca-Cola cakes to watermelons just filled with goodies of the neighborhood. So you were spoiled and pampered as a child.
I was. My mom was like the original Martha Stewart.
But nicer?
A lot nicer.
There you go.
She had a ton of friends. And yes, she loved to entertain. She kept a freezer full of Coca-Cola cake and ice cream parfaits with homemade chocolate sauce and cream de menthe. Fried her own chicken.
Yes. You know, that's a lost art.
It is.
It really is. You know, because my mother used to make the most incredible fried chicken. I look forward to the next day after it sat out unrefrigerated, sat out there the next day so that I would only spend 2 weeks in the hospital instead of three. But it was amazing because the way mothers made fried chicken back then, it was better the second day. It was great the first day, but better the second day. Was it the same with your ma?
Definitely. Well, I think, too, you know, you have to credit the chicken because the chickens back then were smaller, more flavorful. And my mother would never fry chicken that she had not cut up herself.
Oh, really?
And she would soak it in salted ice water, I'll bet at least an hour before. I just remember those sort of aluminum bowls. They're stainless steel aluminum bowls that she would put the ice and salt in and then put the chicken in.
You knew chicken was coming. Once you saw the bowl come out.
Yeah, she didn't want any blood. She didn't like blood. She did not want blood in anything. She overcooked meat. That was the only thing she didn't cook too well. She did not like the sight of blood, and so she didn't want any blood in the chicken, so she soaked it in the ice water to sort of pull out the blood.
Kind of a one-hour brine.
Did she know, or we knew at the time, that she was brining the chicken, and then would roll it in the seasoned flour, and then fry it in an electric skillet.
Now, see, that's another thing. We are so spoiled. We really are. This is our 13th year doing the show, and we've had so many companies send us everything, you know. And so the other day I wanted to fry chicken, and I said, I got to find my fryer. Really? Really? I wouldn't fry chicken because I was afraid not to submerge the whole thing in the fryer.
Let
the fryer. So I basically wussed out of frying chicken because I just didn't want to break out my fryer and use up all that oil. So I said, you know, but fried chicken is one of those things, man, when it's... But you know, Popeyes does such a great job. And some of these are like churches. I like churches.
Yeah. But pan-fried chicken, see, is the home way.
It is.
It's better than deep fried.
You know what? I will have to say this. Now, of course, I haven't had my mother's fried chicken in 30-plus years. That puts me at 36. But was that a laugh of...
Yes.
Was that a chortle or was that a laugh, Ann? We're with Ann Byrne.
I know. That's a pretty good laugh for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is Ann Byrne. She is extraordinarily famous. She has written a new book called Saves the Day. Ann Byrne Saves the Day. She really does in this cookbook. But before we get into this, let's carry on a little bit. Now, your mother had such a strong influence, and it's a lot of the chefs and authors that we've had here have talked much about their upbringing. And, you know, with all the troubles that have occurred, everything recently, upbringing means so much. But it means so much to the culinarians that I've talked to and the cookbook authors, almost to a T. It was her mother or the grandmother that had the strongest influence.
Right. That's amazing. It's very true. Well, you know, the center of the home, they always say, is the kitchen. Always has been, always will be. That kitchen table. And, you know, and if you walk into a kitchen and it smells good and things are cooking, I mean, doesn't it naturally draw you there and makes you feel good about being home?
So. I'll tell you what. Drawing you in and making you feel good. That's what Ann Byrne does. Yeah. 3.5 million copies plus would attest to that fact. When we come back, Ann will run down her recipes, give us a little touch of what's going on. We're celebrating National Gazpacho Day, National Microwave Oven Day, and not to be forgotten, we're closing up. Tomorrow will end National Cookie Cutter Week. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. We're celebrating happy, happy, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It's Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of fashionable East Cobb at the Cook's Warehouse. Where else, baby?